ever used the term like mush melon?
Well, mush melon is a different type of a melon, though, isn't it? It's more like a watermelon, isn't it? A mush melon.
Is it different from cantaloupe?
Yes. I don't know just the difference, but I think there is a difference.
I'll have to investigate that. I don't know. My experience.
I don't like the honeydew melon. That is a big white melon, you know. I don't care for that.
And how about umbrella-shaped things that grow in forests, around trees?
Not mushrooms.
Okay, and if they're poisonous, what do you call
them? They're toadstools.
And if somebody has a sore throat and they have difficulty eating, you say you could chew it, but you could hardly
swallow.
Okay. And some people smoke pipes, others smoke
cigarettes and cigars. Mm-hmm. I know all about that.
Did your husband smoke cigars?
Cigarettes.
Oh, did he? Right. And he lived to be 83?
84. I really died with one in his hand. He died suddenly.
That's right. And if somebody asks you to do something and you're not able to, you say, well, I'd like to, but
you just don't feel like it, or I just...
And suppose you're not able to.
Well, you say you're not able.
So how would you say can't? Would you express this sentence, I'd like to, but I can't?
Yes.
How would you say that? I'd like to, but I... In other words, what I'm looking for is where we stress. You're being very firm about it. I'd like to, but...
Can't possibly do it.
Okay. when somebody says there's an accident up the road, there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was what?
Dead.
And speaking of the fact that the corn soon is short, I might say at this time of year, it's
scarce.
Okay, or do you think I'm interested in here is when to use should be and ought to be and could be, expressions like that. Say at this time of year, that corn, what, taller? Should be taller.
Should be taller.
Could be taller.
Or could be taller.
Be taller. Mm-hmm. Can you make a distinction on those terms? And I'm also interested in might could. Let me ask you these. If you aren't when you're young and somebody, your mother tells you to do something in a certain way, and you don't, and she might say, you aren't doing what you
were told to do.
All right. Would you use ought or in that you're not doing what you
should do?
Okay. And if a boy got a clipping, you'd say, I bet he did something you
punishing for?
All right. But I'll bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
That's right. And if you're refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me, I just
can't,
or I just
won't.
Won't.